Well, I want to welcome everyone today on this snowy, cold morning. Thanks for tuning in and joining us here at Cornerstone. You get to watch Cornerstone this morning from my living room. So hopefully you've enjoyed the snow a little bit. We kind of had a feeling this would happen. Jenny has been in Boone all week working with Samaritan's Purse. And when Jim Cantori shows up, that you know you're in a little bit of trouble. And Jenny was actually able to actually see Jim Cantori yesterday in Boone, and they had all the Weather Channel trucks there, so that was pretty cool. And she was able to meet him and talk with him a little bit. But when he shows up, you know you're going to get some snow. And I don't know how it is at your house. Here at ours, it is still pouring down the snow. I actually snuck outside and took a couple of videos a few minutes ago. Let me see. Here's our backyard. I'll show you that. And you can see our backyard. It's a lot of snow already. And this was about 45 minutes ago, and it's been pouring hard since then. And our front yard, and that's actually the road, our road. So I know if you live out in the county or even on a side secondary road, there's just not much getting out today. So that's why it's great to be able to have Facebook this morning so you can actually tune in and join us. We're going to do a short message this morning just to kick off a new series that we're starting called Unforgettable Christmas. I'm excited about that. Typically how we handle weather decisions, if it looks like it's going to clear up while we're in church, we may go ahead and try to have at least one service. But on a day like today, there's just no use in putting anybody at risk. So, this morning, we kind of were expecting this. So Larry put together some announcements for you guys this morning. So let me actually go ahead and play the announcements for you this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Cornerstone. We're so glad you joined us today. We're going to do things a little different this morning with our announcements because we're not sure whether we're going to be able to even meet tomorrow. There's a chance of some light snow, I guess. So anyway, I want to go over those announcements in detail with you right now. First off, the youth meeting on Sunday night, that's kind of iffy also. So just check the Cornerstone Student Ministries Facebook page this afternoon to check to see whether we're going to go on with that or cancel it. So Cornerstone Youth, you know what to do. Next up is the Angel Tree gifts that we're doing this Sunday. And because of the weather and the situation there, we've been able to get a postponement. You can bring those in next Sunday and we'll still make sure that the kids get those. So bring them in next Sunday, December 16th. All right, next is the Cornerstone Children's Ministry is going to host the Story of Jesus next Saturday, December 15th, beginning at 11 a.m. It's a free one-hour program that includes crafts, a light snack. It's the Nativity story in word, song, and dance. Children are really going to enjoy this, so bring your kids, bring your friends, and you'll enjoy this event. Our special Christmas service that's going to be on Sunday, December 23rd, will be at our normal times, 9:15 and 11 a.m. And it's a really great, joyful celebration of Christ's birth. Our service that morning is family-friendly. The kids will be upstairs with us. We'll have worship, enjoy a short message. Emphasis on short there, Mike, and even a special time for our Cornerstone kids. So invite your friends and your neighbors for this special celebration and come worship with us. Cornerstone's Christmas Eve service is a tradition here, and it's just such a neat time. It's interactive. You can come anytime on your own between 6 and 8. Bring your friends, bring your family, invite your neighbors. It's just a quiet, peaceful time to go through the life of Christ, and you kind of finish with a communion service. If you haven't ever been to it, come on out. I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you've been to it before, you already know. The Cornerstone Coat Drive is well underway, and we're just so excited about how you all have got behind this drive this year. We've received a ton of coats already, and we've been able to turn those over with our partnership with the God Storehouse Soup Kitchen. They're able to give those coats out during the week in the afternoons. And so rather than just having one or two events during the winter at Cornerstone, we just turn those coats right away over to the soup kitchen, and they get them in the hands of those that need them. And finally, the Cornerstone Christmas offering. We started it last week. It's all about the Cornerstone Outreach Center that we have a chance to purchase and outfit this coming year. And we talked about it a little bit at the Vision Night and again last week. If you want more information, you can talk to one of the elders or Mike, but you can also go to mycornerstone.org/outreach. And there's a lot of information there. There's a place where you can click to actually go and give or make your pledge for the coming year, whether you want to give weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. And we're just excited about this building, the possibilities that are there. We really do feel like this is what God's calling us to do. Again, thank you for joining us this morning. And we just hope that y'all stay safe, warm during this light snow that we might be getting. And we hope you enjoy the service this morning. Thank you.
So thanks, Larry, for the announcements. It's amazing what we can do with some technology. One more announcement that I do want to mention is when we do cancel church or cancel our services like this, we still want to encourage you to give and support the ministry of the church. And the bills keep coming even when we don't meet on Sunday morning. So if you've not checked it out, today is a great day to check out our Tithely app. And Tithely is a really neat system we use for online giving, so you can go to our website and do it, or just pull it up on your mobile app and you can download this app. It's real quick and easy to give. You can set it up using your bank account information or a debit or a credit card. You can choose a one-time gift, a weekly gift. You can also give to our end of the year Christmas offering that we started, that we're going to use to purchase our Cornerstone Outreach Center and build and kind of develop that. So we're really excited about what we've got planned with that and all the opportunities God has given us for that. So anyway, you can use Tithely to do that or just visit our website. And hey, and even if you want to go old school, you can put a check in the mail to P.O. Box 757, Galax, Virginia, and we'll get it. I know we've got a lot of people joining in this morning, even some people from other churches. We want to welcome you. We're so thankful that we're part of this community here in Galax, and there's so many great churches, so many people doing great things for God, and we just want to work together to reach this community for Christ. I was able to talk Luke this morning into doing some music for us, so he's going to come up and lead a Christmas carol, and then I'll jump into a short message.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. So felt its worth, the thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy Christ is the Lord, and praise his name forever. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
So that was peaceful, wasn't it? I was just listening to that as we're watching the snow fall outside, and we've got so much to be thankful for, and I'm glad you're just able to tune in today and join us for this. You can also follow along this morning on YouVersion Live if you want to look up some of the Bible verses, if you've got a tablet or if you want to go later and look that up. Really what I wanted to talk about this morning is, how do you handle unanticipated surprises in life? We've been planning our Christmas series, and I actually changed things up just a couple of days ago. And I want to talk about kind of an unforgettable Christmas. And it's so hard when we talk about Christmas year in and year out. It's the same story. And if we're not careful, we just listen, and we know the story, and we kind of go through the season. But I really wanted to take some time to make this an unforgettable Christmas. And to do that, I want us to look at the Christmas story from maybe a unique perspective, and maybe see what we can learn from it. You may experience some surprises around Christmas time. The good news is that you're not alone. In fact, if you look at the very first Christmas story, it was filled with surprises. It seemed every person that was touched by the events of Jesus' birth had to deal with unexpected news, and they had to deal with hardship. They had to deal with disappointment. They had to deal with all sorts of issues that they weren't expecting. It was unanticipated. But yet, in the midst of all that, we see a great miracle happen. We see the birth of Christ. So how do we deal with the unexpected? Even this morning, it's a little bit unexpected. I know we saw the forecast, and we kind of we know the snow's coming, but we're hopeful that we can meet together in person. So we kind of have to switch things up a little bit. But it's still a surprise to see this much snow, and it throws us off of our routine. Some people like it, some people hate it. But we all have to deal with the difficulty, right, of when it snows. And there's so many other just unanticipated events in our life, some good and some bad. So when life throws you one of those unexpected surprises, let me suggest to you a few ways that you can respond. Here's the first one. The first thing I want to challenge you to do is to allow to understand that surprises are opportunities to worship. Surprises are opportunities to worship. Let's go to the Christmas story this morning and see what we can learn from it. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from verse 26 through 38. And it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." So confused and disturbed, this was unanticipated, right? Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." And the angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say that she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything that you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. When we look at this, Mary's pregnancy was a huge, unexpected surprise. And I think her response to the pregnancy was surprising as well. Even though her whole life was turned upside down, she responded from a place of pure obedience. She just said, "I'm the Lord's servant." In other words, she's just saying, "God, I don't know that I understand what's taken place, but I'm still acknowledging that you are God, that you are in control." Scripture tells us her obedient response, but I've got to believe that she was confused and she was scared. And you think about this, Mary was a young teenage girl when all this was happening, and I'm sure she was overwhelmed. And so in the midst of that, where do you turn? Do you try to figure this out on your own, or do you turn to something greater? For her, she turned to God. And not only did she trust him, but she was able to worship him in the midst of this unanticipated surprise. You think about this, and as you keep reading, I'm not going to show the verses on the screen, but in Luke 1, verse 46, she responds, and she actually responds, it's poetry, but it's also a song. And so her response when she found out she was pregnant was to worship. Her response was one to acknowledge who God is. Acknowledge that she's going to trust God no matter what. Acknowledge that he is holy and he is sovereign. It says in verse 46, Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, for my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy. He has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and the haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. For he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever." Now, here's what I know. We won't always feel like worshiping when an unexpected surprise hits us. And I know that that's not always our first response. Our first response may be confusion. It may be anger. It may be joy even at times, depending on if it's something good or it's something bad. But we need to remember that all things, right, that we can give thanks to God. Whether in good or whether in bad, whether hardship, whether joyful things, that we can stop and thank God, because God, no matter what happens to us, it doesn't change who God is. God is God and he is faithful and we can worship him. And I think the greatest work that God wants to do in our world will often come about because of how we respond in these unexpected events in our life. And so I want to challenge you this morning. Will we choose to worship instead of complaining? we'll be able to be part of something great when we just stop and thank God for who He is, for what He has done. And so let's think about God throughout this Christmas season. No matter what happens to us, good or bad, let's stop and thank God. And so surprises are opportunities to worship, but they're also opportunities to trust. They're opportunities to trust. And in Matthew chapter 1, we read about Joseph now. So we move from Mary and her surprise to now let's look at Joseph. In Matthew 1, verse 18, it says, "This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit." And that's what we just read about. And in verse 19, Joseph, to whom she was engaged, he was a righteous man, and he did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. And as he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. "And when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until the son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus." What we see here is Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant. She was his fiance, and the only explanation for this, the only rational explanation, was that she had dishonored her promise to him, her promise to be married and to be faithful to him after marriage. And he had lived a godly life, and he had lived a pure life, and things were not looking good at this point. But then the news came that seemed to derail all of his hope, really. I mean, he's excited about this upcoming marriage, and now all of a sudden it seems like everything is falling apart. Even when the angel appeared to Joseph and told him this was God's plan, it didn't change the reality of what people on the outside looking in would think about this. And so Joseph had a tough decision to make. This was unexpected, unanticipated. This was the shock that he did not see coming. This turned his world upside down, and yet he had a decision to make. And the decision would be simply, can I trust God through my problems? Can I trust that God is good, that God is holy, that God is just? Now, our natural reaction when things like this happen, our natural reaction is to maybe worry, maybe to run away from our problems, to gossip, to tell others about it. Our natural reaction is to try to figure things out on our own. And so when the unexpected happens in your life, how do you respond? And I want to be honest, because I think this is where we often get in trouble. It's really hard to trust God in the midst of our problems. It's really hard to really step back and not be worried and not be anxious and not think that, okay, I've got to do something to fix this myself. But Joseph had to slow down. Joseph had to just stop. And he had to trust that God is good and that God is just and that God would take care of him. And we need to trust God's plan for our life as well. If we've bought into this outside pressure of what our lives are supposed to look like and who we're supposed to be and what the world tells us our identity is, we will find ourselves constantly struggling. We'll find ourselves constantly worried, and we'll just keep, we're not going to be able to really walk in the joy that the Lord has set in front of us. And so surprises are an opportunity not only to worship, not only to trust God. And here's the third thing. They're also opportunities to encourage other people. And what do I mean by this? In Luke chapter 1, we read what happens next. So let's kind of keep going through the Christmas story here. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 39, it says, "A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth, and at the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." And so Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home. When you read the story here of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth, it's easy to believe that she left home to hide out, maybe, until her pregnancy was over. But that's not the case. When you look at the geography and you looked at how you travel, Mary wasn't very far along here at this point in her pregnancy. She just went so that she could be an encouragement to her cousin Elizabeth. And so they were experiencing something together. They were going through something together, and they just wanted to be together. And so this was really encouragement to both of them. They were experiencing something together. I don't know if you had a chance this week to watch the funeral of President Bush. It was a very moving funeral. And one of the things that was interesting to me is you see all the former presidents seated together. And it's something, and you see how they get along, and even though they're far apart maybe on their political views and on how they and even their worldview, when they get together like that, there's a unity between them because they have gone through something together. Their experiences have made them be able to sit across from one another and have close friendships because of what they experienced. And that happens in our life when we have those unexpected surprises. When we have those unexpected events in our life, it gives us an opportunity to relate with someone else. And even though that person may be very different from us, even though they may live in a different part of town or look a little bit different or have a different type of job, we all go through things in life that unite us. We have those common experiences that can bring us together and give us opportunities to encourage one another. And so our natural reaction, I think, is to complain, when something surprising happens to us. So we get upset, we complain, we start griping, all that stuff. But what we see here is that Mary, when this happened, she worshiped. We see Joseph trusted. And then we see Mary just started encouraging others. I think there's a valuable lesson for us in all that this year. If we want this Christmas to be unforgettable, if we want this to be an unforgettable Christmas, then instead of viewing unexpected events in our lives as surprises, perhaps we need to start viewing them as divine appointments. We have a choice on how we respond. I want to share with you a quote by Chuck Swindoll. And it's a quote that, and I think the first time I saw it was years ago, and I saw it posted on the wall of a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina. And I read it, and I'm thinking, man, that's good. I mean, Chuck Swindoll's a pastor, but when I read this, I'm thinking, that is so true. And so let me share with you that quote this morning. He says, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, it's more important than facts. It's more important than success, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes." What if we responded when unexpected happens, and it may be this, it may be a sickness, it may be a tragedy in your life, it may be just the loss of a job. It may be a financial breakdown in your family. It may be it's so many different things. It may be a relational conflict that you face. What if we responded by worshiping? What if we responded by trusting that God has a plan and that we need to walk in that plan? What if we responded by being an encouragement to those around us, by being a blessing to others? As we go through this Christmas season, we're going to face all these unexpected surprises, even weather surprises like this morning. If we're not careful, they can bring us down. They can take our focus off where it really needs to be. Our focus needs to be on Jesus. It needs to be on this Christmas season, on why he came. We have such an incredible opportunity to share Jesus with others throughout the Christmas holiday. And so I want to challenge you, when the unexpected strikes, how will you respond? Can you respond by worship, by trusting, by encouraging others? Because our faith is always on display. Now, this morning, it was an unexpected surprise, maybe not too unexpected, but it was a surprise nonetheless, I cannot talk this morning, that we didn't have church today. And if you go to another church, I don't know how you found us this morning and found this live stream. I want to encourage you to stay faithful to your church. Keep attending. Keep pouring in and learning from Scripture and keep serving others. We have so many wonderful churches in our area. I'm glad we're working together to reach this community for Christ. But I also don't want you to think that you are here this morning, that you stumbled across this live stream by accident. Because I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine appointments. I believe God had you here this morning to hear this message for a reason. And I believe he laid this message on my heart for a reason. I believe it's something we all need to hear. So my challenge to you is, first and foremost, let's make sure that we have a relationship with Jesus. All right, that's where this all starts. If we want to be able to do this, we want to be able to worship, we want to be able to trust, we want to be able to be an encouragement to others, then it means that it starts with a relationship with Jesus. In John 3:16, one of the most famous passages of Scripture, it says, "For God so loved the world, right, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." I love that promise we have from God. The whole reason that Jesus came was because of God's love for us. That God didn't want us to die separated from him. He wanted us to have a relationship with him. Another one of my favorite passages in Scriptures is in Titus chapter 3. And it says, "Once we were foolish. We were disobedient. We were misled. And we became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy. And we hated each other." Now, that's not a very pretty picture, but I'm afraid that's where many people in our society find themselves. They find themselves separated from God. They find themselves controlled by their desires instead of controlled by the Spirit. They find themselves misled by a culture that ridicules God instead of lifts up Jesus. And so that's where we find ourselves. But luckily, God has a plan. It keeps going in verse 4 of Titus 3 and says, "But when God, our Savior, revealed his kindness and love, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done. It's not because of anything we have done, but it's because of what Jesus did for us. But because of his mercy, he washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and because of his grace, he made us right in his sight, and he gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." I want to challenge you this morning. Do you know Jesus? That's really, when we start talking about the Christmas season, it's easy to get lost in the presents and the lights and the festivities and the meals and all the Christmas trees and ornaments. And it's about Jesus. It's about his birth. It's about how much God truly loves us. And if we want to respond in life to the unanticipated surprises, if we want to respond, then we need the Holy Spirit inside of us. We need the Holy Spirit inside of us, giving us confidence, giving us strength, giving us power. And understanding that we have the presence of God, that we have the Spirit of God, that we have the power of God living inside of us. And so this morning, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I hope you know Jesus. And if you don't, I want to give you an opportunity right now to respond. I'm going to pray right now, and I want to invite you to pray with me. Even online, you can bow your heads wherever you're at. You can pray with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that we can come into your presence this morning through the use of technology, that we can gather together as the body of Christ, as the church, this morning to worship you. And so as we go through this Christmas season, help us not to view unanticipated surprises as a burden, but help us to view them as an opportunity. Help us to view them as just another way that we can worship you, as another way we can trust you, as a way that we can brightly shine the light of Christ to the world around us and encourage them through the events and the circumstances that are taking place in our life. Lord, I pray for everyone listening here today, and I don't know what's going on in their world and in their life, but I know that for many people that this morning they're struggling with something. Maybe it's heartbreak. Maybe it's a tragedy that's happened. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's sickness, or maybe it's just disappointment, or maybe it's just something about this Christmas season that reminds them of what they have lost. My prayer is that this morning that we could feel your presence, that we could feel your comfort this morning. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone listening today that you would just watch over everyone, keep them safe, and Lord, use them to build your kingdom and to share your glory in this world around us. Lord, I also pray for those that are listening that are on the fence, that don't know what they believe about Jesus yet. May this morning, may they just turn to your word. May they just be drawn to you in such a way that they can respond. Your word tells us that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and that if we believe in our heart, God, that you raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. And we cling fast to that promise that you give us, that when we confess our sins, that you will forgive us, that when we confess you as Lord, make you the master and the ruler of our life, Lord, that you hear us and that you will save us. So Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Jesus and what he did on the cross for us, for his great love. And as we go through this Christmas season and remember his birth, let us also remember his love displayed on the cross. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the snow this morning. I'm thankful for the opportunity it gives us to be with our families, the opportunities it gives us, Lord, just to worship you in this way today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. We've been online a little over 40 minutes, so a little bit of a short service here, but it's been a good one. And so when it snows, we'll try to do something like this because I believe that it's important that we get together and worship, and we get together and be encouraged. And, you can leave a comment if you want to on the stream below, or you can share it if you want to with friends and family. But let me just encourage you. Let's continue to encourage one another. Let's continue to trust God's plan, and let's continue to worship together because I believe that together we can reach this community for Christ. On behalf of Cornerstone, I want to thank you for tuning in today. And man, will God bless you today and God bless your family. Thanks for joining us.